What up, bitches? No, I'm kidding. Okay, I'm gonna start now. Welcome back to the podcast, bros. This is me, Sharon, and Langston. Today it's me and Sharon and Langston, finally, after like so many days, and we're finally making a podcast together. And
whoa, I've not been gone.
Langston,
okay, you guys have been
MIA
fucking busy
for the past what, like couple of months? How long have you been gone for, dude? Nobody noticed. Nobody noticed. But,
yeah, there like literally yeah, nobody has asked about you in the whole time. They're like, oh, nobody's so you guys like, have, yeah, how are you guys, you know, the both of you? Oh, you make such nice vlogs in Dubai. I love, why does it say that you are in three different countries? You, both of you are here. Is there anyone else in your team? We
oh,
don't
my
know
God,
about?
You what, guys what, suck, man.
What does the third A stand for? What's
yeah.
yeah, no, all jokes aside, though, today's topic is, well, it was picked by Langston, and it proves that how, like, honestly, like, out of, content we are. Today we're going to talk about Halloween, which has nothing to do with us culturally, but, yeah, we're going to talk about Halloween and talk about our experiences at Halloween and our funny stories or whatever the hell we have.
Dude, I've never even done that.
I have, like, one story from Halloween that, like, that's funny. I've only gone trick-or-treating once my whole life. But yeah, it was a good day. It was fun.
No, I've never.
Where the hell did you get the candy from?
Yeah, Langston, we've seen pictures of you, and I can tell that you've eaten the candy. So,
Langston, literally, I've seen. If you see Langston's photo from like his brother's wedding, I swear Langston looks like a fucking Halloween pumpkin, dude. he was a jack-o'-lantern, dude. He was a chubby boy.
If you only see Langston's eyes, like, you'll know he's a chubby boy, you know?
Oh.
That's how.
Yeah. Langston was a freaking, kaddu. Langston was a kaddu, man.
He does, yeah. But, remember when I did that time-lapse video of, like, the drawing of the three of us, like, our caricatures? And then, like, your face is, like, really skinny. Mine is, like, kind of round in shape. And Langston's face is just like a kaddu. You know, it's like a giant pear, you know, like, I did model it after a pear, so that's how that worked.
It's like, honey dick.
Model it after a basketball. No, I'm kidding, Langston. All jokes aside. I kind of miss you, dude. I'll start with my story, because I only have one story, and I don't know if, personally, I thought it was pretty funny because I don't know, I was involved in it, but I don't know if like anybody else will find it funny. But so growing up like in Saudi, it was we used to have these like deen classes where it was like my friends' parents would hold them at their places. Deen classes are basically like they're like Bible study, but like. But Muslim Bible study or like Quran study. so we'd go as like to each other's houses and like and our parents would be like, okay, today, like, for example, it's my friend like Ozair's place or something. Shout out to Ozair, man. if you're listening, Ozair, miss you, man. Shout out to But for example, if it's at Ozair's place, and his dad's gonna like, you know, pick a topic, and we're all gonna sit and just gonna listen to him, or we're just gonna discuss like, you know, Islamic stuff. And I used to love them. I remember they were like really nice, and I used to learn a lot, and it was great. I actually asked my parents to like, you know, put me in them, because all my friends used to go, and they were like, and I don't know, it was just nice. And they were very like nice and open minded and everything. Everything was cool. But they, for some fucking reason, dude, they were super anti-Halloween, okay? And they were like, Halloween, okay, so in the compound, I didn't live in the compound. Like, all my friends used to live in the compound, I used to live outside the compound, but,
Where is this safe?
This is in Saudi.
Oh, where in Saudi?
Oh, ha, ha, ha. It
took you exactly 6 minutes. it took you 6 minutes to talk about Saudi Aramco compound, you know? It took you 6 minutes to talk about all this.
I didn't even bring up Aramco. It was literally
Oh, it was coming. The moment I heard compound, I was like, it's coming.
I literally just said compound. I didn't even hold on, Langston. Sure, now you're just reaching, man. I swear I didn't even say anything. Okay, now back to my story.
I know Kether and Michelle will agree with me, you know. Shout outs to the ladies.
Yeah, shout out to Kether, shout out to Michelle. But this whole thing is bogus, okay? I don't bring up anything frequently. Okay, so my friends used to live in the compound. I used to live outside of the compound. And I used to, the compound was very Americanized, everything, like, there's a lot of, like, not a lot, but, like, it was very, like, I don't know, white people culture. And, like, so they used to celebrate Halloween.
Oh, yeah,
there was, like,
there was Halloween,
I don't know, sometimes
Christmas
Thanksgiving or whatever. I don't,
call
no,
this
Christmas is not a white people thing. But Christmas wasn't a white people thing. Christmas is, like, Indians celebrate Christmas, too. But regardless. So Halloween was coming up, and the week prior to Halloween, we had this lady who was the sweetest lady, and she was, like, during Dean class. I almost got kicked out of Dean classes one time. I don't remember what I did. I almost got kicked out. But regardless. So this lady was like, she was really sweet. She was telling us all these like funny stories, and she'd be like, but then she's like, so next week is Halloween, and she's like, don't go to Halloween. No, I'm kidding. But she was like, you know, Halloween's a very like, I don't know, they celebrate the dead or something. It's like I don't know. It's not Dia de los Muertos or something. It's not like it's not something that, like, we worship the dead. It's just, like, kids dress up as, like, whatever the hell they want, and they just beg for candy. It's just all in good fun, you know? Not beg for candy. Sorry.
They
used to say that, like, actually, you know what?
Allah
they used to say
Baba,
that.
You know, like, that's
not how
it goes.
Exactly. Honestly, they used to make it sound like, oh, you know what? It's you guys go out and beg for candy. It's really, like, you know... have some fucking respect for yourself, you children. It's like, we're kids, dude. We're kids. But, like, regardless. No, I'm kidding. I'm obviously over-exaggerating it. But, So she's like, so I think Halloween was on a Friday, or I don't remember. But she's like,
what?
So she's like, next Friday, we have Dean class graduation.
Oh, what?
When we all got, like, whoever went to Dean class, we got, like, fake diplomas, and they set this fake ceremony. And so we don't, instead of going to, like, you know, instead of, like, dressing up as, like, people, we go to Dean class, like, and you know, get our printed out diplomas on A4 size papers and, like, you know, like, from, like, HP printers. Like,
wow.
But, So I was like, fuck that, I'm gonna go to Halloween, I don't wanna join a graduation for something that...
Dude, did you even know what's a
CV? I'm not gonna put on my CV, I'm 12 years old, dude, I'm not gonna do this. I was probably like... No, I had no idea what... I probably called resume a resume, but like, no, I don't know what the hell CV was, but I was like 14, maybe 15, regardless. So my friends and I, we ditched Dean class, and we went trick-or-treating. I remember I was dressed as like, I was dressed as a rapper or something. I had a snapback on, I had this like really loose shirt and like really baggy pants.
That's
and,
how you're dressed most of the time, by the way, you know?
That's what you were like freshman year.
No, you do wear loose shirts.
I never wore baggy pants freshman year.
You used to wear snapbacks. Or, like, you used to wear this long ass Aeropostale t-shirt.
Yeah, I used to...
And skinny jeans.
I used to wear snapbacks, but I never wore an Aeropostale shirt. You pulling that out of your ass as usual. Just like the whole like compound thing. But yeah, I do remember. I've always worn very plain t-shirts. But like that day, I remember my friend was very into like gangster rap. He gave me his like G Unit shirt. That shirt said straight to the bank on it. And yeah, good times, man. But but yeah, and then I don't remember what my friends were dressed up as. And yeah, we went trick or treating, and it was a great time, man. It's freaking really fun. We had so much candy. By the end of the night, we just walked around the compound and like had a great time.
McGann.
We had this one teacher, and it was Mr. McGann. Was the guy ever. Shout out to Mr. McGann. Man, that guy
sounds
was
like Megan.
Yeah, McGann. Yeah. He.
Oh fuck.
He, whatchamacallit? He was like.
Oh shit! If he's ever hearing this,
McGann,
oh my god.
Dude, McGann. His name was Mike McGann.
Oh,
McGann,
yeah,
was
Mr.
his last
McGann.
Name. McGann.
He literally said Mr. McGann.
So, yeah, I didn't say Mr. Megan. Okay, so yeah, we used to go to his. He used to give like the weirdest like candy, or like he didn't even give candy. The year we went, he gave us like potatoes and socks as like trick or treat. He was always like super extra like that. Shout out to Mr. McGann, he was the coolest dude. But yeah, he gave us like socks with potatoes in them. And like I think the next year he gave people like eggplants or something. He just like doing like, weird shit like that all the time. But yeah, we had a great time. I think we got chased by dogs too at one point. We were just like someone had dogs, we rang their doorbell, it turns out it was like it was not a trick or treat or like Halloween friendly family, and they just had a bunch of like tiny like, you know, Pomeranians or something, or like I don't remember, it was Chihuahuas, and they just started barking, and then this old lady came out and she's like, "What the fuck do you guys want? What are you guys dressed as? Why are you wearing such a loose shirt? You look like an idiot." And then they're like, "Oh, sorry, not a white family, gotta go." And then like her dogs were like barking at us. But all in all, it was a great day, and I'm so glad I mean, as much as I loved Dean class, and as much as it was, like, interesting,
oh my god,
I'm glad I didn't go to the Dean class graduation day and went trick-or-treating with my friends instead.
Damn, I think that's, like, the cool, I don't
yeah,
think I have,
that's
like,
my only Halloween story.
Yeah, that's pretty good, actually.
Good stuff.
As far as Halloween is concerned, dude, like, when I was, like,
okay, then
fuck
stop
you.
Talking.
I mean, I honestly do not. I don't think when I was a kid, like people used to talk about it, like in my building and everything, and yeah, I would see people dress up and stuff like that, and I had no idea about it. That's how I actually got to know about it, through friends. It's not like it was a thing in my family or anything, but yeah, like I never really did dress up. Yeah, but.
Yeah, obviously, same.
Yeah, no shit, it was not a thing in anyone's family.
I mean, I did have a Spider-Man costume,
yeah,
but
I
never bought
it
for the purpose of Halloween.
It was not a part of our culture.
I just got it because... Yeah,
we remember from the last episode that you had a
Spider-Man
costume.
You won't believe
it.
And
it was like two sizes
you won't believe
too
it. This
small
is not
for
related
you,
to the topic
and you grew
all,
out of it,
actually,
and you
like
started to like, climb up the door and shit like that.
Like the entire thing, including the mask. And I entered I remember I entered the damn building, and she looked at me and she's like,
"Damn,
what are you wearing?" And I'm like, "I'm Spider-Man." And I was like, "What?" Dude, I'll never forget that. And
well,
I'm here to protect time shit. In my Crocs.
Langston was one of those annoying ass kids.
Yeah, like imagine Langston just shows up to the tuition and he's like, you know, it's like he's wearing a Spider-Man, this thing, like his fucking costume. And then the kids ask him, "Oh, is there a new Spider-Man movie out? Is that why this kid's like wearing a..." He's like, no, it's a fucking Batman movie out. This kid doesn't know what he's on about. Like, he's just crazy. Yeah.
Langston, by the way, I don't know if you remember, seeing like, okay, I don't know, I'm not like remember, but... Langston showed me photos of him since when he was like a kid, and this motherfucker had a mullet, dude. So it's like picture this, right? Picture a chubby Indian Spider-Man with a mullet.
You know what I'm gonna do? Do you know that fat Indian kid who dances really well and he went on Indian this kid like, British Pakistani comedy kid. Show or whatever? Like, do you know the viral kid, like the Indian kid?
The chubby guy? Yeah, I think I know what you're talking about.
I think his name is Akshat or something. Okay, so I'm gonna take Langston's face, put it on that kid's body, drop like Patrick Swayze.
Dude, I still can't believe I wore situations. Like, dude, that was like the height of everything. Like, if I had to do that now. Like, I wouldn't have the balls to do that now. Like, I can't believe I did that. Like, gosh, that was just crazy. But anyways, but like, I mean, yeah, I had that. And speaking of Halloween, like, I never really grew up much with it. Like, I never really took part in, I never went for like parties and whatnot.
I thought you get a Langston.
No, sorry, as in like I just heard about it, but I think I never really grew the up most I heard about Halloween was like towards the end of my high school. I think I went for like one Halloween party, which was fine. But then I think it was mostly at uni because no, I was invited for fuck you, man. No,
did it was like a normal the party, or were you party
but I don't even think I dressed up. I just wore like a shirt and whatnot. But then
definitely not. It was,
I think in uni we had like this event, this Halloween event. Not the one in SG, it's just the one the year before that. I think when we were not in SG, we were fucking noobs that time. But yeah, that's. Oh yeah, you were there in SG that time. Yeah, you were there. But yeah, but like I remember.
I was in SG at that time.
This one time. Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm. I organized that event.
I mean, I just heard Osama's name and everything. I never heard your name.
Mm-hmm. So it was the Halloween party that you were invited to, you know, like a desi party where they were serving biryani and stuff, and then they were just like, you know, some like auntie wearing a witch hat and like, you know, had like little face paint and like, oh, better let's, you know, do Bible study now, piece of shit.
Like, no, I said for the one in RIT.
Wait, like, what did you go as?
I just painted.
Were you dressed as anything?
Oh, in school? No, I wasn't. I don't think I dressed up as anything. I don't remember.
The party I went for a
But what I did, what I do...
Yeah, Langston's that kid. Yeah, Langston's that kid.
Oh my god.
You know what Langston
dressed up as? That is so funny, bro. Oh my god. I'm fucking dying here.
That was horrifying, you know? He dressed up as a fat Indian kid. That's what he
guys, firstly, the mullet was so cute. Okay, oh, I miss God. It. I fucking miss the mullet. But yeah, that was like years ago.
Langston probably dresses like.
Oh my. Okay, dude, I have a picture of it. I'll show it to you. It's actually, I Langston, think it's on my.
Like, honestly, dude, that's like.
It's on my Instagram? No.
His mom probably said like, oh, whatever takes the attention away from his face.
Oh my god.
Your confidence boost, you should really thank your mom for it, because like, she really lied to you way too much, man.
Yeah.
Langston, of course you're a cool kid. Everybody likes you, Langston, you know.
You're
I'm
unique,
your best friend,
you're
Langston.
You're unique, Langston, yeah. You're
oh
so
my
unique.
God,
you're,
fuck you.
You're okay. You're okay the way you are.
I'm not fucking Peter Parker over here.
You're a anyways, pretty snowflake. That's what you are.
Oh my god. Yeah, Peter Parker with a mullet. Like, freaking.
Oh my
are
god.
Are you a redneck or are you Indian?
Anyways, like, getting back to topic. So yeah, I mean, I think the only time I actually dressed up for Halloween was when I painted my face for that one event we had
sorry,
in uni.
Yeah,
like,
carry on.
I think we were doing like this haunted house kind of thing, and I think it was me and Kaushal. Shout out to Kaushal. Yeah, we both like painted our faces, and yeah, that was pretty cool. And we were doing jump scares and stuff like that. That was. I wore like a suit, and I think I dressed up as a Joker. Yeah. I dressed up as a Joker.
Yeah,
I think I did.
That day.
No, you were you there?
No, you didn't. I remember what you were dressed as. It was a Joker.
Oh yeah,
doesn't
I was
have,
wearing
like,
a black
suit.
What
so
the I was
hell
like
do you
the
mean
black
I
Joker.
Organized it? What are you talking about? I was so it was like a. You're wearing a black T-shirt and black pants. You were oh my
black,
god.
Black. I wore a black suit.
You were wearing black pants and a black T-shirt. Your face was like you know the clown makeup white, and your eyes were. Shut your damn face like that. Your face was white and your eyes were like black and your
had a
black smile as well. You look like a smiling panda, basically. Like,
Oh my god, no, I look like a fucking Joker. Dude, there's a picture of me on Instagram. Panda. I think. Oh my god, don't. That's a good picture.
Sure, Langston. We'll put that picture up and.
Oh my god, there's a picture. Oh yeah, there's a picture of me, you, and Mashal.
Yeah, please put it up. Please put it up.
Yeah, we do have that. Oh my god, dude.
Yes, Langston. Wow. Yes.
I don't know. I don't have.
And
don't
with
have that.
There's one with Saif as well, dude. There's one with Saif as well and Kauthar.
Man, he was just as Saif, but we're finished.
But I wasn't. Oh yeah, but I wasn't dressed like anything, right?
No, you were just dressed up as yourself, skinny Indian guy who's malnutrition. That's what you were dressed as.
Remember how we always compared Saif to the Popeye dude?
I'm too old for this shit. Like I'd rather not.
The Popeye dude.
I mean, I don't know. Halloween.
Popeye.
What Popeye, dude?
Popeye, yeah, like.
What Popeye, dude?
We always compare him
Popeye?
To, like, if, like.
The Popeye,
guy.
Dude.
you do look like him, though.
I really don't remember. I'm usually compared to.
What the
Harry
hell
Potter.
Are you talking
That's
about?
That's
because
of your glasses, man.
I'm always compared to Harry Potter.
I can hear you, but Sharon's. Yo, Sharon.
Can you guys hear me?
Hello? Yeah.
Did you hear that beep? Did you guys hear that beep? Did you hear that beep, Langston?
Is it broken? I can't hear you guys.
I can hear
you.
Hello?
Can you guys hear me now? Can you hear us now?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, now is good. Now is good.
Yeah, we can hear you perfectly. Okay, cool.
Oh, okay.
I don't think so. I think people either come. People either say that I look like Harry Potter or the old guy from Up.
Who's the old guy from Up?
Those are the only two.
Yeah, you look like the old guy from Up.
Oh,
yeah. Do you look like
a... Okay, I haven't watched this, so I don't
know. The old guy from Up, there's only one old guy.
Langston hasn't seen any Disney movies.
Except
Frozen.
Yeah. I don't see that anymore because I don't have square glasses anymore. I have round glasses now.
Yeah, we can hear you, bro.
Maybe it was the shape of my face. I don't know. Oh,
dude,
my god.
Dude,
can you guys hear me? Hello?
No, good. Yeah, I mean, as far as Halloween is concerned, like...
Alright, cool.
Honestly, that was, like, I think one of the best things. No, I don't have... I do have good stories.
Langston, you never have good stories, though.
But...
Langston, you dumb fucking idiot. This is your topic,
honestly, I want to talk about, like, how everyone's, like, so... Like, I mean, I don't know, like, we do see, like, this whole this pumpkin stuff everywhere, but, like, now I think Halloween is not even a scary thing anymore. Like, it's just, like, exactly, I always grew up thinking it was.
It never was.
Yeah. But, yeah, we can talk about Sharon.
Ugh.
Oh, my.
It's whatever. It's whatever.
There is something wrong with Sharon's internet.
Sharon, I think there's something wrong with
Sharon,
your internet.
Sharon, what are you
saying? Yo, there's something wrong with Sharon's internet, man.
For reason, let's just wrap it up because the internet's, like, calling.
Listen, Johnny Sins can win.
Oh, wow. There's no Sins here. Okay, anyways, let me get through the two stories
okay.
I have.
Okay, Sharon, your turn.
And then we'll
talk about
just
your
wrap it up
stuff.
Quick.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so basically... We're in Canada, okay? It's my sister and me and our family friend, okay? She's, like, older, like 2 years, and then it's me, and then it's my sister. So I'm, like, 10-ish, she's 11, my sister's, like, 9-ish. I'm dressed like a werewolf, and my sister's, like, a witch or something, and we're trick-or-treating, okay? So I even remember, because, like, we did, like, maybe, like, 3 or 4 hours of, like, solid trick-or-treating, and we were tired. And we're just kids, and we went by ourselves, I think. So we're tired. And I even remember the chant, okay? The chant goes something like this, okay? It's like, trick or treat, smell my feet, give me something good to eat, not so big, not so small, just the size of Montreal. It's funny because Montreal is really huge. Anyways, hello? Okay, so then. What do you call it? We're trick-or-treating, and then we're like walking down these like houses and stuff, yeah? So we walk down one house, and the lady just gives us like water. And she's like, oh, do you guys want some water?
What the fuck?
And she had no candy. And we were just like, nah, bitch. We don't want no fucking water. Just fucking Maltesers, dude. Uh-huh. What the hell is water? So we were like, politely, we just like walked away, okay? And then like, this is like our last hour. And like now the houses are like, the street lights are getting like, you know, lesser and lesser. And, oh, 1 second. Yes. Okay, so the street lights are getting dimmer and dimmer, and basically we're like almost gonna end up in like the next state. Okay, so we've been walking so far and like we're kind of lost at this point, so we start walking backwards. Okay, and then we're thirsty as hell, but we don't want to start eating our stupid chocolates right away. Okay, so we go back to that lady's house, and then she goes like, do you want some water? And we're like, yes please, thanks. And then she let us like sit at her, she let us sit at her place for a bit. Yeah, it was weird. But we had like, dude, I had like two giant duffel bags full of candy. It lasted me for like at least the next like 3 months. But yeah, okay. Anyways, my second story. This one's ridiculous because this happened in, Okay, so my second story is like really ridiculous because this happened in Sharjah. What? And this happened like my, okay, Yosef, okay, listen in.
Can you guys hear me? Hello.
Hello? Okay, yeah. I'm doing my second story now, okay? Okay, so my second story is more ridiculous because it happened literally in like Sharjah, okay? And like maybe like probably I want to say like 8 years ago, okay, like 2010-12 ish. Okay, so we're like, no, 2008-9 ish. Okay, so we're like, we had these neighbors who were from the Ivory Coast. Okay, so they were like African or whatever. Okay, and they were really chill, like they were the first like non-desi friends I made in the compound. Okay, so they were really chill, and the mom, she goes like, oh, so for Halloween we're going to this place called the Sharjah Wanderers Club, and you guys should come along if you want to my sister and I. And we're like, okay, cool, we can do. I must have gone as like, I don't know, some generic ass nonsense that I put together in like 30 minutes, and my sister went as a witch again, because you know why change the style. But when we get there, it's basically like a white frat party. Okay.
Hello. Oh my god, this is so going in the podcast. Yeah.
Please, dude, I need a gift.
Too bad, I don't have anything.
Sharon!
I don't have.
Nothing new in the house?
No.
Come on.
I don't have anything. Okay, hello. Thanks for, this whole thing, you must have just heard that part. Okay, anyways. So we get to this place, okay? And it's literally like a frat house. Because there's like a bunch of white people. There's a bunch of beer in Sharjah. Which is like not like Dubai, where, you know, you can have fun. There are clubs and stuff. Sharjah is, you know, super strict. And there's no alcohol at all in the city. And like, you know. So, and it's like right next to my house. And I was shocked that they had like, they were like serving, you could like, it was like a bar, you could buy beer. And that was kind of shocking. So I look at it, it's basically like a bunch of like kids, white kids, and a bunch of white parents who are just like trashed out of their minds, okay? So everyone's having a good time, everything's going cool. And then someone gets a bright idea to start a rugby match, okay? They're starting a rugby match, and the kids and the parents are playing together, okay? So, you know, everyone started to play. I was playing as well. I did this, like, really stupid thing where, like, I didn't know that when you go for, like, the touchdown, you're supposed to, like, rest the ball on the thing, on, like, the floor. And so what I did was, as soon as I crossed the touchdown line, I just threw it down, like, you know how, like, they do in, like, the movies or whatever. And, like, you know, they were like, oh, no, that doesn't count. You're supposed to rest it on the floor. And I was like, oh, shit, I didn't know that. Anyways, there's one amazing thing that happened, okay? There's one Indian uncle, okay? One Indian uncle. And this is a white kid who is, like, running for the ball. And this Indian uncle, like, freaking, like, took him down, dude. Like, the dude had, like, a concussion or something. Like, it was hard. Like, they stopped playing after that. And everyone was looking at the dad like, oh, dude, you know, we're just, like, playing with kids and, you know, playing pretend and, like, it's fine. You know, you didn't have to go so hard. And he's like, oh, yeah, sorry, I'm so competitive, you know. It's my Indian culture. And I was looking at him like, oh, no, bitch, it's just, wow. What are you talking about? We're Indian. Don't give us a bad name. It was crazy.
Damn.
That was,
Did you have anything recent? Are you doing anything? By the way, are you guys doing anything for Halloween, yeah, like, this time?
That's all that I have to offer. And,
that was a Halloween carnival?
Yeah.
Yeah, we already had it. We had a carnival the other day. And, it was... Yeah, it was nice. It was cool. I wanna... there was, like, you know, it was just, like, mini games, and then, you had to, like, after every, and they were, like, really easy to win these games, and you collect tickets, and then you go to a booth, and then you can get, like, whatever. So, yeah, I won an RIT cap.
Lol. That kind of reminds me of this carnival we had in our school. We had this Diwali carnival, okay, in our school, and they were, like, maybe, like, I want to say, like,
Hello? Trent, you keep cutting, man.
Oh my god. Okay.
Okay, just I'm going to talk about this carnival story.
Okay.
Okay. So basically, like, we had this carnival at our school, and there might have been, like, 50 stalls, okay? So everyone was supposed to, like, prepare a game and come to the thing. And it was a big deal, right? And basically, like, it started at, like, 3 or 4 o'clock, and then it ended at, like, 9, okay? So, like, it was a long day. But, like, by the, like, maybe at 7 o'clock or 8 o'clock, everyone was just, like, crowded in front of our stalls. Because we were, like, the only, like, booth that had, like, the hardest game to beat. So all of our prizes were still with us, okay? And the reason it was a hard game is because, like, okay. So we were, it was basically, like, there's, like, bowling pins, okay? And you take a ball and you just, like, throw it at the bowling pins and knock them down. And you have 3 tries with 3 balls, okay? Literally, the bowling, the balls were, like, you know, the plastic, like, really, like, thin plastic ones with, like, no air, and, like, there's air in it, so it's, like, you can't really do anything with it. And then the bowling pins were literally filled with sand, and they were, like, rocks, and, like, they weren't falling. Like, people would, like, hit the pin, and it wouldn't fall. And so at the end of it, we just had all of our, like, prizes with us.
That's hilarious.
And I took some home, and I was like, hey, I don't care. that was funny.
Wow, you guys scammers.
Yeah, that's a real scam. Yeah. Anyways, I guess we're done for this episode. Cause...
Whatever, dude. I think we should wrap it up now. Anyways, I hope you guys enjoyed this week's podcast. Sharon's still trying to connect, and we had a lot of technical difficulties, but I hope you guys enjoyed this week's podcast. I should probably stop saying this week's podcast because it's not a weekly thing. We're so inconsistent with our content, but yeah, I hope you liked it. But yeah, shout out to Sharon for keeping this channel, this podcast, this channel, whatever we are, alive. Because honestly, me and Lex are so busy. Sharon's the only one who has free time on his hands to, like, you know, work on this. But, yeah, so.
Yalla, Habibi. Bye.
And,